This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is the cookie jar, and it's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. We're going to start with this viral challenge. Joey Chestnut, Usain Bolt, eat a hot dog, then run a 100-meter dash. Who would win? Saw PGA Tour pros debating this. The internet's having fun with it, John. Who wins?
Usain Bolt. And I don't think it's going to take him. Okay, show my work. All right, I will. How long do you think it will take Joey Chestnut to run a 100?
15 to 20 seconds.
Okay. I was gonna say maybe about 16 seconds, but he could be slower than that. Did Let's just say 17 or 18.
He's got like pins and screws in one leg, and one's a little longer than the other. He's going to be kind of
hobbling down. Okay, so let's go with 19 seconds. Okay. I didn't see the physical limitations that he had.
Oh, I studied this, yes.
And so if he goes 19 seconds, eating a hot dog.
He could do it in 2 seconds. I'm putting him at 21.
Okay, so 21. All right. Usain Bolt, now I don't think he breaks a world record. His fastest time is 9.58.
What are we going to say? Give him 11?
Yeah, so give him 11.
I think it takes more than 10 seconds for him to eat the hot dog and bun.
Not at all.
And bun.
No, no. I think he could down it in 5 seconds, 6 seconds. So I'm going with Usain Bolt.
I went Chestnut by a bun.
By a bun.
My initial reaction was Usain Bolt. But now here, I do think it would take him a little bit of time to eat a whole hot dog.
I think more than 10 seconds. Yeah.
It would.
No. No. It's one hot dog. If it was multiple hot dogs, yeah. But just the one hot dog.
Do they get prep time?
What does that mean?
I mean, like, can he practice eating a hot dog?
Oh, I would assume he would, yes.
I'm sure he's eating a hot dog.
He likes to win.
Everyone's eating a hot dog, but right. you can't just eat the hot dog like you'd eat a hot dog.
Right.
Yeah, it would have to be quickly.
Yeah.
Yes, I would think because he does like to win, I would imagine that he would practice eating a single hot dog quickly.
John, you mentioned it. The strength of Joey Chestnut is the cumulative effect of eating hot dogs.
Yep.
It's the 5, the 6, the 10, double digits. You only eat one, that's where he loses his advantage. I will take Usain Bolt.
Tom?
I'm going Bolt here, and I changed my opinion in the last 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get the train. He's going to get to practice eating a hot dog fast.
Yeah. Chestnut can train, too. What if he shaves 2 seconds off the 100 meter? Now he's down to 17, right around where you thought he'd be.
No. Yeah, then he could be the elite athlete that Stoney thinks he is. Well,
the elite athlete will win this. Joey Chestnut with all his mustard belts. All right, next question. It's National French Fry Day. What is the best style of French fry, John?
I think it is the crinkle cut. And the reason I say that is they're thick enough to be able to have the nice soft potato-y on the inside, a nice crunch on the outside, but the crinkle allows for more surface area for attachment of salt, for attachment of ketchup or mustard, whatever your dipping sauce is. It allows for maximum retention of all of the above. And so I think it to me, just by design, by geometry, It is the crinkle cut fry.
Heather?
I love the crinkle cut fry as well. In fact, I love every French fry. I will not discriminate against potato.
We know you love potatoes.
But I typically would still say the best fry is the standard cut French fry. If I'm going to order fries, that's what I want to
get. Like you get from McDonald's type of thing.
Yes, because I still like some crunchy fries in there. I don't know.
McDonald's is technically shoestring.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
I think a shoestring is even more thin.
Yeah.
Well,
shoestring is like...
Okay.
Standard cut.
Greg?
Mm-hmm. Heather is correct here. There is no wrong answer. I will give love to the waffle fry.
So I was at Chick-fil-A yesterday. They've got waffle fries. The one thing I like about the waffle fries is the little bits at the bottom. They're crunchy and salty and...
My style is McDonald's. They have the best fries on the planet. I know that's not really a style. I don't know how somebody hasn't gotten close to getting them. I've never tasted another fry that is close to McDonald's.
Hmm. You need to expand your horizons.
Where are they at?
Well, I'll tell you, go to Culver's. Get yourself some crinkle cut fries. Damn good.
But are they better?
The other one, the natural cut fries.
That oh, I like
are,
those.
You know, like at Five Guys. Amazing.
I told you I had one that was... maybe a little out of the box. You guys had a guess?
I have a guess, yes.
I had a guess.
Okay. Steak fries.
Oh.
Like okay, you get it like a Red Robin.
No.
They're
no?
A little mushy.
No. Yeah. No.
There's no too bad much. Answers,
they're not
Jim.
Bad. They're not bad.
Say, they're all
no
good.
Bad answers over here. An immediate judgment.
When you said it's how did you define it?
I don't remember.
It was a little, I don't know, it was outside the box or not. I think that is a fry.
You thought I was going to go like tater tot?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought for sure you were going to go tater tot.
It is hash a form brown. Of potato, hash yeah. brown, right. Uh-huh. Okay. Here's a scenario question. There's 1,000 grapes in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Each one you eat, you get $100,000. Sounds great. One of the grapes is poisonous. You will die. How many grapes do you eat?
200.
$2 million.
I'm going to $2 million.
Wow.
Heather? Odds are still in my favor. It's heavily 2%. In my favor.
2% chance you die. Heather?
I mean, I'm
200, like, that's 20% chance.
Oh.
That's 20% chance you die on the 20th grape, or the 200th grape, by the way.
Right.
Gosh, I mean, I think I would only eat like 10.
10, okay.
John? Yeah, like I'm not,
Oh yeah, you're getting 20 million then,
yeah,
John.
20 yeah, 20 million. Yeah.
Sorry, I did the math wrong. Yeah, you're getting 20 million.
Yeah,
I would get
air.
A million. I'd go for a million, and if I lived, I'd say that's good.
Well, that was my answer, too. A 1% risk, I get $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That feels good to me. I'll have the 10 grapes. Greg?
I will go with 30. I get $3 million, and still, on the 30th grape that I eat, that's still just a 3% chance.
Mm-hmm. Tom?
10, easy million.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I'm going way out there. I'm going 20 million.
I couldn't believe it, so I did the math wrong.
Bye, John.
You leave it all to your family.
Yeah, bye, John. Yeah, if I get 20 million, you won't see me again.
A couple weeks ago, the Pope blessed Sam Laporta. If you could bless one Detroit athlete, guaranteed health, superstar performance, for 1 year of blessing, John, who do you pick?
I think this is a no-brainer. It's Jared Goff. And if you get superstar performance, elite performance from your quarterback, I think you're talking about way up in your odds to win the Super Bowl. Especially this year with... new coordinator, offensive line. I'll take that superstar performance by Jared Goff.
We almost have to answer this. Like, he doesn't turn into Lamar. He still has to navigate in this pocket, yes? He could play like a superstar, but if the line doesn't support him, it doesn't really matter, right?
No, he's playing a superstar as a superstar no matter what.
I'll make it easy if he plays like last year.
He's an MVP candidate last year.
Yeah, but I would say a superstar performance means even better than last year.
Oh.
Greg, who would you pick?
Asked and answered, counselor. Jared Goff.
Okay.
Yep.
Gov?
I mean, Goff's the easy answer, but I think a great case can be made for Cade. But with the way the world is right now in Detroit sports, I'm going McKinstry.
Because they're closest to a title.
I'm joking.
Yeah, thank
I did
you.
That for
yeah.
Mike Vilenny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could pick a Tiger. I mean,
I know it wouldn't be him. It'd be Scooble, probably.
Well, but Scooble already is. I mean,
a
you're just guaranteeing he's healthy. The argument would be, do I pick someone else to give him a running mate? Like, take someone who's not very good or proven and elevate. So that's what I did. I said, give me Terrion Arnold. If he was a superstar, we're counting on him for very little right now. If he's a superstar, that transforms the team. Goff's already very good. I want someone who would be
it's very good, but I'd rather have a superstar quarterback versus a superstar corner that they're going to throw at, I don't know, what, 10 times a game?
Maybe the answer is Tate Ratledge. Out of the box, you see the photo with him and the shark the other day?
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
If he was a superstar, then all of the Ragnow stuff, although the worries of Leaf are gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, what time do you consider late? What time of day slash night do you consider late?
Okay. 11 o'clock, I think, is late.
10? I mean, it depends for what. Like, we're going out, 10 is late.
Greg.
Weekday, 10's late. I need to be in bed.
Greg?
This goes up to 11.
Yep.
Tom?
11.
I had 11, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Softy.
None of us make it to midnight. That's the shift. Well, yeah, exactly.
Superman is out today. Who's your favorite superhero?
Actually, it came out yesterday. I went to see it yesterday.
Oh, you with did?
Yeah. And it's good. There's some parts where they go a little bit far. I'm not no spoilers. But I'm actually going to say Superman. But I'm going to go with Christopher Reeves, Superman.
Heather,
I'm not really into superheroes. I know a handful. I'll say
Batman. Who's the hottest?
Oh,
it doesn't have to be that. Now you made it weird.
Yeah. Batman is who I was going to pick.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Catwoman.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Now we know what the dreams and...
Greg, answer
See,
the question.
See, that's why you make it weird, because then you have a moment.
I'm going to go with Gambit, always the coolest X-Man.
Tom?
Who? All right. I've seen the X-Man. No. Thor.
Yeah.
More importantly, Fat Thor.
Fat Thor?
Yes, Fat Thor from Endgame. Awesome.
Plump Thor, as you would say.
Yeah. Thor got fat because he was depressed from what happened at the end of Infinity War when Thanos snapped his fingers.
He should have taken a micro-retirement.
He kind of did.
Oh, did he?
He went
to
town.
That's how he got fat.
He had a keg in his house.
Oh, so it's awesome. Wow.
He's playing video games all the time, see what can happen.
Uh-huh. Now everybody's looking at Costa. Me. I went Iron Man. Appropriate amount of snark from Tony Stark.
Yeah, that fits for you 100%.
And that is the cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.